young people, thank you workers, thank you parents for allowing your child to attend our Awana program. I'm going to read just a few verses from the Psalms. The Awana program, as you've seen tonight, is absolutely saturated with the Word of God, and we're grateful for that because we know the Word of God has the power to change your child's life. We also know that the Word of God has the power to change your life as well, our life as parents. When you read in the Old Testament, as I said, we'll read here, I'll read in Psalms in just a moment, but the importance of the Word of God, when the Lord Jesus was preparing his people for the land of promise, the land of Canaan, God had given them some instruction, and he gave them specific instruction when it came to the importance of the Word of God and getting the Word of God into their families, getting the Word of God into their children. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, if you have your Bible and you want to turn, I'll give you a moment there. Deuteronomy chapter 6, and then we'll also look at Psalm 119. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." And Moses writes, and he says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God." Shh, be quiet, guys. Shh. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou settest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." You go now to Psalm 119, and the psalmist writes, and he says here in verse number 2, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart." You skip down to verse 9. He says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" The question is asked. He answers the question. "By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart," there it is again, "have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." The Word of God is so important. You know, the Lord God has only one book he's ever authored, and it's the Bible. It's what I hold here in my hand. And God gave us his Word, and we as the Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church, and I say on behalf of all of our Awana teachers, we are very honored, and I sincerely mean that. And let me say this to the parents that are here this evening. We are honored that you allow us in a very safe environment, to literally, hopefully, and prayerfully pour the Word of God into your child. And there's a reason. Because the Word of God, the Bible tells us throughout the Scriptures that the Word of God, for example, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, one of his, you know, Paul was Timothy's mentor. You see that in the New Testament. But this great pastor told Timothy that as the word that he learned as a child was able to make him wise unto salvation. We know in the authority of the Word of God, there's one way to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ the Lord. You know, and we teach that to your children. Unashamedly, we teach that, and we tell them, and we show them that Jesus Christ is not just some religious figure that the world recognizes him as. Jesus Christ is Savior, and Jesus Christ will save them and take them to heaven when they die if they have repented and trusted Christ, death, burial, and resurrection to get them there. You know, as a pastor of this great church, we're very privileged. I mean that. We're very blessed. We're very privileged to have such an outstanding group of workers that show up without fail. They show up on time, most of them. They show up on time. They show up early. They stay late. A special thank you to Brother Glenn and Miss Mandy for their leadership, and Brother Glenn, how he's stepped in last year and took the reins there and has done a great job. And we appreciate that. And I know sometimes, and they say it, "Pastor, thank you for allowing us to do this." Listen, y'all make it work. You guys do. The workers, the ones that pour the hours that you do into this program to make it a successful program. But when it comes to the Word of God, we as the Emmanuel Mr. Bebb Church and the Awana program, we wanted to give you kind of an idea of kind of how it's structured and kind of how it was ran. Yes, they have a lot of fun. They love game time. And I'm telling you, they do. They love game time, and we want them to enjoy that. But our primary goal is to teach them that, yes, as the teenager's just saying, that God loves them. And God that loves them is a God that they can build their life upon. They can serve Him. They can honor Him. They can live for Him. And as they grow older, in which they will, I remember when I was a kid, they used to say, time flies. It does, especially when you have kids. Seemed like just yesterday we brought them home from the hospital, right? And if you're a parent, you know what I mean by that. We only got a short time to really pour into them and pour into them the Word of God. So the psalmist said that he hides His Word, the Word of God. He wants us and encourages us to seek God with our whole heart, to seek God with every fiber of our being. Moses told the people of Israel, he said, you know, hear, O Israel, the Lord, He's one Lord. Also understand that we are to love God with all of our heart, our soul, and our might. He says even in the New Testament, our strength, the Bible tells us. That's our first commandment of God. And then we're to love our neighbor as ourselves, of course. So as we kind of bring this to a close tonight, you know, throughout the year, we're blessed. So we were blessed to see, and I don't know what all the numbers were, but I know we've had some of the young people trust Christ as their Savior. I know recently, just in the last week or two, a couple of young kids trusted the Lord as their Savior. My wife actually led one of the girls to Christ on the bus, and then also after Sunday morning service, she led one of the girls to the Lord. You know, we often say that. What in the world does that mean to the parents? What in the world does that mean when we say somebody has trusted Jesus as their Savior? Well, in the authority of the Word of God, let me tell you what that means. What that means is they're on the way to heaven now when they die, but how does that happen? Is it by living a bunch of rules? Is it by being baptized? Is it by joining a church? Is it by being a good person? No, it's not. It's by, and here's how this happens. Here's how a person gets born again. Whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, God does it the same way. Amen? God does it the same way. He saves a child just like he saves an adult. I will say it's often easier for a child to get saved than for an adult. Why is that? Because sometimes as adults, we already bring our preconceived ideas. We bring all of our traditions. We bring all of our ideologies to the table. But when it comes to a child, children often have such a, it's often referred to as a childlike faith. They often will believe you, you know, because they trust you. And kids often, so my wife shared the gospel, and many of our teachers have shared the gospel, have seen kids come to know Christ. What does that mean? Here's what that means. It means they realize, perhaps for the first time in their life, that what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago, He did for them. He did for you, Mom and Dad. They recognize that. They recognize that what Jesus did on the cross for them was if they were the only sin on the face of the planet, Jesus would have did it for them, and He did. It also means that they recognize, the children, they've recognized that it was their sins that put Jesus on the cross. Shh, be quiet, guys. It was their sins that put Christ on the cross. Mom and Dad, aunt and uncle, grandparents, it was your sins that put Jesus on the cross. The Bible tells us about Christ that everywhere He went, He went about doing good. The Bible teaches us, and we see in the Gospels especially, you know, He who knew no sin became sin for us. Jesus was perfect. He was sinless. He was holy. He was righteous. But He died the death of a common criminal. Why was that? For you, Mom. For you, Dad. For you, Grandma, Grandpa, aunt and uncle. For you, young person. Preacher, Jesus died. So you realize Christ did that for you. You repent, meaning you ask God to forgive you of being a sinner. And then by faith, you believe that Jesus died for you, that He was buried, that He rose again. And then calling upon Him to be your Savior, asking Him to be your Savior, He'll save you. He'll change your life. You say, preacher, come on. That's too simple. Well, what I found in my life is the message of salvation is so simple that often people stumble right over the simplicity of it. It's not about being baptized, although that's an important thing, in obedience. It's a step of obedience, we know scripturally, biblically. But it has no saving power. Being a member of a church, it's not nothing wrong with that. It's a blessing to be a member of a local assembly. But the local church has no saving power. Living a good life, man, that's great. And we encourage these young people. Not only do we pour the Word of God in them, we teach them, and our workers are great, and they model before your child, just as you perhaps do, they model before them character and integrity, being boys and girls of their word and being honest. And we try to stress the importance of, you know, not just talking it, but really walking it and demonstrating that Jesus Christ makes a difference in a person who has him as Savior. So tonight, if you're here, maybe as a young person, maybe as a parent, and you've never trusted Jesus Christ, your Savior, sweet friend, I encourage you. I trusted the Lord when I was 16 years old at a church in Kentucky. The Lord saved me. I did what I just told you. I said, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know, Lord, you died on the cross for me. I know I deserve hell, but God, I know for the first time what you did for me. Will you please forgive me of my sins, and will you please save me? And he did. With every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. I don't want to embarrass anyone, and I will not come to you after the services. I promise you, Miss Bonnie's going to come. She's going to play quietly, softly on the piano as I'm giving some instruction. Maybe you're here tonight and say, Preacher, first of all, to the young people. You're here tonight and say, Pastor Tracy, I come to Awana every week, but I've never trusted Jesus as my Savior. Would that be you? Just raise your hand if you've never trusted Christ your Savior. Anybody like that? Yep, there's some hands up. All right, thank you for your honesty. Thank you. You can put them down. Now to the adults that are in the room. You say, Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I always thought the Bible and the Bible stories, maybe, you know, perhaps maybe you think this. I don't know, and it's okay if you do, but I always thought the Bible stuff, that's for kids. That's for children. Friend, I'm grateful that God saves children. But I'm also grateful that God saves moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandmothers, grandparents, friends, family. He'll save adults just like he saves a child. Maybe you're here tonight, say, Brother Tracy, Pastor, I don't know you, but as somebody, I promise that I will pray for you. You say, Preacher, I don't know Christ as my Savior, but I want to. I want to know Christ as my Savior. Anybody like that? Any adults in the room would raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come to you after the service. You put your hand down. Thank you. I'm going to close in prayer. And as I close in prayer, I'm going to encourage you, for those that raise your hand, that you do not know Christ, I'm going to encourage you to do what I've done and many others that are in this room have done. Ask God to be your Savior. Call upon him. Ask him to forgive you of your sin. And believe in his death, his burial, his resurrection. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the simplicity of the cross. And God, I often, and we've seen it, and I know, Lord, that folks often, they stumble right over it. Because, Lord, it seems as if in a religious world in which we live, you know, folks want to add to the gospel that the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, but there's got to be more is often the mentality. But Father, we thank you that 2,000 years ago you did something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. We so desperately needed it. I pray for those, Lord, that are here tonight that do not have the assurance that God, that if they died tonight, they'd be in heaven with you. And I pray, Lord, for those that are struggling with that, I pray tonight that you will save them. I pray, God, that they will repent and they'll call upon you to be their Savior before it's eternally too late. We're not promised tomorrow. And, Father, we ask now that you will use this time to really speak to the hearts of folks in this room. We love you, Lord. We thank you for all of our teachers, all of our workers, all the leaders, the bus ministry workers, Lord, that had a part in this program this year. And God, we are so grateful and we are so honored that you allow us to do this program. We ask, God, that you'll dismiss us with your blessings tonight. We pray, Lord, that you'll keep us safe. As for those that travel maybe long distances, Lord, we just pray that you will keep them safe. We also pray tonight, Lord, that you'll bless the summer months as we do things with the kids, with Sunday school and things of that nature. Lord, we just pray that we will just have a great year. And once Awana kicks back up, we pray, God, you'll bless that as well. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, and amen. Thank you guys for coming. Is there any other closing announcements, Brother Ryan? Brother Ryan has some closing announcements, but again, thank you, parents, for allowing your kids to come. I will say, we do.